Welcome to Faith That Overcomes with Dr. Daryl Huffman. Today, Pastor Huffman will be sharing a message with biblical truths that will help establish you in your relationship with Jesus, build your life upon the Word of God, and empower you by the Holy Spirit to live victoriously. And now, here is Pastor Daryl Huffman.
I say, through the grace given to me, to everyone who's among you. Now, who's he talking to? Romans 1 says he's talking to the church at Rome. So he's talking to believers. He's not talking to everybody that's in Rome. He's talking to the church, the believers. Amen. So he's writing to Christians. And he says it this way, for I say, through the grace given to me, to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, as God has dealt to each one a measure of faith. Hallelujah. Woo, glory to God. Paul said every Christian in the church at Rome, God had given a measure of faith. Hallelujah. That's good news, folks. And then Paul says this, don't think more highly of yourself. In other words, just because you got your prayer answered doesn't make you a super spiritual person. Doesn't make you better than anybody else. Yeah, but you know what? They didn't get their prayer answered, and I got mine answered. You won't next time. Because, you know, pride goes before fall. And you just set yourself up to get defeated because you stepped out of faith and got back over into yourself. And now you think you got it because you're something spiritual. Amen? So Paul's warning them. He's saying, listen, faith has been given to everybody. If Jesus is your Lord, you have faith. And you know the great thing about this? In 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 1, the apostle Peter writing over there, he says that God has dealt to us the same like precious faith. You know what he's talking about there? Faith of the same value. You and I have the same kind of faith given to us the apostles had. Hallelujah. Boy, I should have gotten better amen than that. Amen? Come on. You and I, listen, I just quoted to you. Look in 2 Peter chapter 1. Write it down. Get it for yourself. Hallelujah. You need to get a hold of this. Somebody says, well, I got to measure faith. Praise God. Well, let's see what kind of measure it is. 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 1. Simon Peter, a bondservant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who have obtained, not going to get, but have obtained like precious faith with us by the righteousness of our God and Savior Jesus Christ. You know what? Paul says God dealt you to you and me a measure of his faith. And Peter says it's the same like precious faith that was given to them. My Bible has a center column reference in it. And it says in the center column, faith of the same value. Woo, glory to God. You know what that means? That means you and I have been given the same measure of the God kind of faith with the same value, the same potential, and the same power that he gave to the Apostle Peter, the Apostle Paul, and all the other great ones that came along. Amen?
Amen.
You have mountain-moving faith. Glory to God. The God kind of faith is deposited in you. Somebody says, well, how did I get it? Look in Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2. How do you get this kind of faith? Where did it come from? How do I know I have it? Ephesians 2, 8 and 9 says, for by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works lest anyone should boast. Now, we all know grace is a gift from God. But the gift of faith is also a gift from God. Notice that the faith to receive the grace was given to you by God so you could receive his grace and be saved. Are you hearing me? You heard the word of God and you believe that Jesus was Lord. And when you believe that, God gave you his grace. And to receive that grace, God gave you faith. Why? Because without faith, you can't receive anything from God. Faith is how you make the transaction from God to you. Are you listening to me? Faith is the currency of the kingdom of God. Somebody said, what are you talking about, preacher? I'm talking about this. If you go to the store and they say, I need $10 for that, you pull out a $10 bill. It's the currency that makes the transaction go from the store owning that product to you owning that product. Amen? You can't walk out of the store with that $10 product until you give them a $10 bill. Then when you give them a $10 bill, it ceases to be theirs and it becomes yours. Amen? Well, listen to me. Heaven is loaded with everything you and I will ever need in this life. And faith is the $10 bill that we lay down on the altar of God. And God says, here, take this, and I walk out of heaven with my blessing in my life. Amen? And that's a gift. God gave me that gift. He gave me that faith so that I could receive His grace and walk in His salvation plan in my life. Amen? So, somebody comes up and says, well, I just don't have any faith. Tell them, get saved. Because every saved person, every born-again person has a measure of the God kind of faith. Faith of the same value the apostles had when they were on the earth too. Amen? Ooh, I don't know about you, but that makes me happy. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So the first fact you got to get a hold of is this. You have faith. Point at yourself. Say, I'm a believer. Jesus is my Lord. And I have faith. I have the same kind of faith the apostles had. I have a measure of the God kind of faith that moves heaven to release blessings in my life. Hallelujah. Isn't that good? Praise God. See, you got to quit believing everybody else has faith and start believing you have faith. Thank God for somebody else walking in faith, but thank God for me walking in faith. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to know that I have faith and live in that faith and walk in that faith. Praise God. Number two, what's the second fact? The second fact is this. We must know that our faith can grow. Did you hear me? You need to know that your faith can grow. Ooh, glory to God. Amen. What's that mean? It can get stronger. It can get bigger. Praise God. It can get more powerful. In fact, in 2 Thessalonians chapter 1 and verse 3, the apostle writing to the Thessalonian church over here, he said some powerful things. And in 2 Thessalonians chapter 1 and verse 3, he said this, we are bound to thank God always for you, brethren. See, he's talking to Christians, for the brethren. As it is fitting, because your faith grows exceedingly, and the love of every one of you all abounds towards each other. Ooh, glory to God. He said, everybody in that church, your faith is not just growing, it's growing exceedingly. Oh, hallelujah. What's that mean? That means it's exceeding what you even thought it would be. Hallelujah. It is just absolutely growing to the place that you're able to believe God like you couldn't even think you could believe God a year ago. Things that looked impossible 6 months ago are now possible. Hallelujah. Because your faith is growing exceedingly. Hallelujah. And he's writing to the church, our whole church, every church. The faith of every church needs to grow right now. First of all, we're going to have to get back to believing that God is. Amen. Amen. God is God and not the world, not politics, not all the junk, not everything else. God is still God. And he's still rewarding those who put their faith and trust in him. Amen. Amen. And that God has dealt to us faith that we can please Him and live a life that's pleasing and brings forth results. And then second of all, right now in the midst of everything that's going on, we need to know that our faith hasn't reached its limits. Woo, hallelujah. Well, I've come this far. Yeah, but look how far you can still go. Amen. Your faith grows exceedingly. How do I get my faith to grow, preacher? Well, Romans 10:17 gives us some insight on that. Romans 10:17 says, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You have to get into the word and hear what it says if you want your faith to grow. Why? Because you cannot have faith for something that you don't know about. Faith begins where the will of God is known. Did you hear me? You can't have faith for healing if you don't get in the Bible and hear what the Bible says about healing. Because your faith can only grow if you feed it on the Word of God. Are you hearing me? See, here's the thing. A lot of people are defeated today is because we just go about and we have a religious concept of God. And we just live our life and we just hope that God will bless us and we just try. But I want to tell you something, folks. Hoping and a praying will get you nothing. But defeat, misery, sadness, and why me, God? Come on. Because for your faith to grow, God gave you faith so you could please Him and be blessed and walk in victory. But you have to grow your faith. Are you listening to me? You have to develop your faith. Nobody receives a full measure of developed, mature, grown faith. You have to start where you're at and you start developing. How do I develop it? By hearing the Word of God. Are you listening to me? Meaning what? You got saved because in Romans 10 it says this. Well, let's just go ahead and jump up a few verses. I wasn't going to do this, but let's just jump up here. Romans 10 says this, verse 13. Let's pick it up right there and bring this down. He says, "For whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved." See, that's anybody. Anybody can call on the name of the Lord. Whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. But now listen to the next verse. "How then shall they call on him in whom they've not believed?" Remember, he that cometh to God must believe. Well, how are they going with the what? They can't call on him if they don't believe. And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? Notice that. Now look what he says. "And how shall they preach unless they are sent, as it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace, who bring glad tidings of good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel," Isaiah says. "Lord, who has believed our report?" So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You know what he's saying? He's saying you will never be able to call out to the Lord and receive what he has until you hear what he says you can have.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. I pray that you enjoyed today's broadcast and the Word is ministering to your heart. I want to thank you for letting me to speak into your lives and to be able to share the Word of God with you. And I want to take a moment here at the end of the program to just give you a special announcement that of something that's great is coming up. We're going to have our Darrell Huffman Ministries Winter Bible Seminar, and it's going to start on Sunday, February 28th and go through Wednesday, March the 3rd. And so we want you to come on out and be a part of these services. The service will be at New Life Church, 1101 Cedar Crest Drive, right here in Huntington, West Virginia, and the service times will be 7 p.m. nightly, so come on out. Actually, we'll be in the Sunday morning service sharing in the regular church service at New Life Church, and then begin Sunday night at 7. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday at 7 p.m. we'll be sharing on the outpouring of God's Spirit and getting ready for the times of refreshing that the Lord's coming. You know, I believe we all need a time of refreshing. We all need to come and receive a fresh anointing and prepare ourselves to be a part of what God is getting ready to do. And I believe He's going to be pouring out His Spirit. He's going to be sending times of refreshing, and good things are on the way. So this will be a great time to get yourself renewed, come and hear the Word, get under the ministry, the anointing of the Holy Spirit, and we're going to have a great time. So that's our Winter Bible Seminar, and it's going to be held at New Life Church on February, beginning Sunday, February the 28th, going through Wednesday night, March the 3rd at 7 p.m. nightly. So come on out, New Life Church, 1101 Cedar Crest Drive, right here in Huntington, West Virginia, and join me for our DHM Winter Bible Seminar. This year, we're getting ready for the outpouring of the Holy Ghost.
That concludes today's message. We hope that you have enjoyed listening to the broadcast and that you've been encouraged, challenged, and strengthened by today's word. To receive your copy of today's message, visit us online at darrellhuffman.org and click the link This Week on Radio. You can also order by calling us at 304-733-4423. Once again, that's 304-733-4423. To order by mail, just write to us at Darrell Huffman Ministries, P.O. Box 940, Huntington, West Virginia, 25712. Thanks again for listening to today's message. Faith That Overcomes is made possible by New Life Team Partners and Darrell Huffman Ministries. For more information on becoming a partner with this ministry, visit us at darrellhuffman.org and click the partner link or call 304-733-4423. Once again, thank you for joining us today on Faith That Overcomes with Dr. Darrell Huffman.